taken time. I like to make a lot and generate. One night man, build them up and let them fall. Just lay them on and leave that linen tight. Take enough and take them down. Generate and lay a flat like monkey man. Leave them built, rock stand and tied along. It's like shit. Every single one he could ever need. The bar is me! Let Fred Stone, Fred Stone lie. Let's take! Let's be a one tear. Take a look and take them time. My street, mom's monkey matter. Boris knows, and Boris, he likes it all. It's like a shit. It's a killer, she's a killer maker. He reaches and takes from the back of your mind. I'm not awake, but still alive. Try to
open and see the light.
I got a smile,
I got one day coming along.
But life won't halfway good, but it's
on my own.
I say I can't, but I really mean I won't. In the arm, or maybe up the nose,
I see it.
See, for if he has a way,
I see it through my eyes.
He touches in a fashion
next to mine.
Manipulating me, my arms and legs and spine.
She's got balls.
I'm seeking through the way, like a
straight on through.
Let 'em
hum.
I was gone for 14 days.
I could have been gone for more.
Held up in the intensive
care ward, lying on the floor.
I was gone. See my lonely love on foes.
beautiful. Thank you. Seventh grade, my dad had it with my long-haired bullshit. Dragged me and my brother by the ear, basically, to the local barbershop, which is in, I grew up in Washington State near Mount Rainier, and there's nothing, you know, stick rock Mount Rainier, the town I lived in, basically, and so we went to the barbershop, and I walked out of there looking like G.I. Joe. This has just been rebellion. I'll teach you. That's just how it works, though. You know? Rebelling against your parents. That's new. Right? Anyway. I got a new record coming out called This Machine Kills Artists. You guys all know what that means, right? Everybody? Right? I'll take that as a yes.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm going to play a few songs off of that. The problem is I left my set list at home, so it's all off the top of my head, and I'm now 50 years old. I'll have a couple senior moments, I'm sure, so just bear with me. And if I screw up songs, I'm going to start them over, so you didn't pay to get in, so I don't want to hear any bitching. But thank you guys for coming. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brian, for having me. Wherever Brian is. Brian left, I think. Why is it always the bathroom? If I die, if I OD, I want to make sure I'm next to a toilet. I don't know about you guys. Maybe he doesn't want anybody. That's what it is. He doesn't want to share. What a bastard. He doesn't want any air. Barbers. You can't trust barbers. Anyway, this is off my new album, and I'll play a few, and then that'll be it. So, you guys want to hear my Iggy Pop story later?
Yes.
Thank you.
time, suddenly. What gold is a dead beast? Unleashed, live with bellowing. Far to the brain of the world. Not suddenly, not slowly.
Bummed out about that, of course, because we're all Stooges fans, right? Everybody is. You have to be, right? They don't let you buy records unless you like the Stooges, right? Everybody likes the Stooges. Everybody, right? Just like Alice Cooper. Everybody likes Cooper, right? Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody, huh?
Who's she?
You know? Anyway. So, Iggy Pop is one of my all-time heroes, and I'll tell you why. It might not seem obvious, but it's obvious to me, especially after this story. It should be totally obvious to everyone here. Okay. So, ever since I was a teenager, I always thought he looked like a freak, which helps. It's good to be peculiar. You guys know that, right? But to be as peculiar as possible, it always helps in everything. Everything, you know? Anyway. My parents would always say, can't you just be yourself? And it's like, you guys have been conforming your whole lives. I'm trying myself, but nobody likes it. It's not perverse. You know, anyway, so Iggy got me through a lot of hard times. I honestly believe I'm a better person for liking Iggy Pop. I know that might sound weird, but I think it's true. You know? Anyway. So we were playing a festival in Europe, and we played a number of festivals in Europe where we played with, not on the same stage, but on the same festival as Iggy Pop. And so Iggy would play on a bigger stage after we would get done, so we would finish and race over to see Iggy. Because you can always learn something from a guy like that on stage, because he's amazing. So you watch and learn, you know? It doesn't matter what he does. And so Iggy, it wasn't the Stooges, it was back when, which is funny though, we actually got to play a show at the Stooges, which was amazing. And they, when they reformed, the Melvins got to play a show at the Stooges, and they said, we want you guys to go on right after they do. And I said, no. Not going to happen. I'd rather cancel the show. You have to. No, we cancel. Right now, as of now, we cancel. So they said, okay, you can play right before them. Good, good. That sounds perfect. I'll play right before the Stooges. The band, guess what band played after the Stooges? Sonic Youth. Okay, I'm standing up to the side of the stage watching Sonic Youth play after the Stooges, and Jay Maskus from Dinosaur Jr. stand next to me, and I said, Jay, do you think it's a good idea to go on after the Stooges? And he said, I don't think it's a good idea to go on after the Stooges. So we raced over to see Ig play, and we're standing on the side of the stage in the band. There's a band playing right before him, and it's this band called Weezer. You guys know Weezer?
Yes.
Ooh. Anybody from Weezer here? What a surprise. Weezer's playing. So I notice Ig is standing on the side of the stage, scowling, looking at Weezer. Bear in mind, there's 40,000 people there, okay? He looks none too happy to see Weezer. Okay, fine, whatever. So we're there waiting on the side of the stage. We have our passes. We can stand right there and watch the Stooges. So we started not want the Stooges to watch Iggy play. And Iggy's got his own band playing a combination of Stooges songs and his solo songs. You know, and I give him credit for all of it, so I just watch and enjoy it. And basically it was Iggy and Sons band, you know. And it was good. I mean, it was great. So 4 or 5 songs into the set, maybe 20 minutes into it, Iggy stops. There's 40,000 people there, and he goes to the crowd, walks up the microphone between songs and says, what'd you guys think of Weezer? Everybody, woo! He stands there, takes the microphone and screams, fuck this shit! Storms over to the road manager who's standing next to me and goes, what kind of fucking shit you booking me into? Off the stage, end of the show. The band is standing there holding the bag in front of 40,000 people. They just put their instruments down, that was done. So how does this make Iggy a hero? How does it make him a hero? Any ideas? The immediate lesson I learned is he won't even play in front of an audience that likes Weezer. There! That's my Iggy pop story. You like it?
Yeah. It's a James Williamson story.
I don't have a story about him.
You got a picture taken.
Who?
What?
I don't have anywhere near as good a story about James.
Probably what did.
I gotta remember what song I was about to play. This is off the new album. got two more, and then I'm done. So thank you guys for coming. Yeah. I'm not going to say another word, I promise. What better way to spend a Saturday night?
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hanging out at a barber shop. I kind of like it. I was thinking about getting a haircut. I'm not sure what kind of style I should get, though. Anyway, this is a song off of our Bulls and Bees record, Melvin's record, and I really love that record. I think it came out really good. I think it's one of our best things, the EP. I personally like EPs better than LPs. I think it has something to do with growing up with commercials, you know, when you're a kid. Albums are usually too long for me, but I would really, even live, I'd rather see a band play a good 30 minutes and be done. Then I go get something to eat, head home, and I'm home before it's too late. That's me being 50, you know? 50, can you believe it? I didn't think I was going to make it to 30. Borrowed time, thank you. Whatever you are. If you are, thank you. You gotta make sure you don't screw anything up, you know? Just off the Bulls and Bees record, thank you guys. It's amazing. Turn around and look at the whole band all together and take a big black bite of me. I was lonely. There ain't a whole lot of holding on going on. You were dreaming. Slept while you did the thinking. You thought a long time and took a big green bite of me. It was crazy. There ain't a whole lot of holding on going on. We were happy. Don't know which way I was crawling. Stole a big mean part of me.
won't forget it. Billy Joel loves the tower, now you won't need it. You said no one cares, no one will forgive you. I'm amazed at how you move around like you have to. Monotone gaze and I won't forget it. Monotone mustard tower, now you won't need it. Monotone gaze and I won't forget it. Monotone mustard tower, now you won't need it.
the Echo on the 11th of June. Come on down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weekend? Yeah. I don't know.
I work weekdays. Hopefully it's a weekend.
What day is it? Wednesday.
Oh, it's a Wednesday.
You guys are coming down.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course. Thanks, Dan, for telling us about it.